Joel Barandandi's voice gentled further. He beckoned his assistants.
Help these two inside. Be gentle. The High and the Mighty may want to talk to them.
I hoped my start did not give us away. I had counted on getting inside early, but it had not occurred to me that anyone might be interested in what two near-untouchables might have seen. Chapter 8. I need not have worried. We were interviewed by a seriously distracted guard sergeant, who seemed to be going through the motions mainly as a sop to Joel Barandandi. The sub-assistant had evidently suffered an over-inspiration of ambition in thinking he could win favor by providing eyewitnesses to the tragedy. His solicitude began to fade once he had little to gain. A few hours after we were taken inside, while excitement still gripped the palace and a thousand outrageous rumors circulated, while leading guardsmen and greys kept bringing in more and more trusted armed men and sending out more and more spies to watch the regular soldiers in their barracks, just in case they were in on the attack somehow, Mean Subradil and her idiot sister-in-law were already hard at work. Barandandi had them cleaning the chamber where the Privy Council met. A huge mess had been left there. Somebody had lost her temper and had worked out her anger by tearing the place up. Barandandi told us,
"Expect to work very hard today, Mean Subradil. Few workers showed up this morning."
He sounded bitter. He would not garner much kickback because of the raid. It did not occur to him to be thankful he was still alive.
"Is she all right?"
He meant me, Sawa. I was still doing a credible job of shaking.
"She will manage as long as I stay close. It would not be good to put her any place where she cannot see me today."
Barandandi grunted.
"So be it. There's work enough here. Just don't get in anybody's way."
Mean Subradil bowed slightly. She was good at being unobtrusive. She seated me at a wide table about a dozen feet long, piled up lamps and candlesticks and whatnot, that had gotten thrown around. I invoked Sawa's narrow focus and went to work cleaning them. Subradil began cleaning floors and furniture. People came and went, many of them important. None of them noticed us, except the Inspector General of the Records, Chandra Gokhale, who kicked Subradil irritably because she was scrubbing the floor where he wanted to walk. Subradil got back onto her knees, bowing and begging pardon. Gokhale ignored her. She began cleaning up spilled water, showing no emotion whatsoever. Mean Subradil took that sort of thing. But I suspect Kaisara had just formed a definite opinion about which of our enemies would follow Willow Swan into captivity. The Radisha appeared. The Protector was with her. They settled into their places. Joel Barandandi appeared soon afterward, meaning to get us out of there. Sawa seemed to notice nothing. Her focus on a candlestick was too narrow. A taller Shadar captain bustled in. He announced,
"Your Highness, the preliminary tally shows 98 dead and 126 injured. Some of those will die from their wounds. Minister Swan..."